The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM Channel 158. One day I should put them out of order, see if I can get them out, all of them. Won't forget
one. You think
one.
You could do it?
Probably not. Probably not as quickly, that's
definitely
for sure.
Not. Definitely not as quickly and smoothly.
Well, thank you very little. Gil Alexander, that's Kelly Bidlin. Hour number three today, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, in studio, as per usual. Guess who's on the show tomorrow? Okay. Kelly's not going to be here tomorrow, by the way. We should probably say that.
Yeah, will not be.
Where you're starting your vacation early.
Vacation?
Where are you going?
Heading to Nashville, Tennessee early tomorrow morning.
Nash, Vegas.
I got to get up earlier tomorrow morning to get to the airport than I do usually for the show.
What time's your flight?
So it's like 6:15 or something.
I think you'll be okay.
But yeah, but
you don't have to be your usual jovial self.
No, it's true. That's true.
Yeah, you could just be quiet.
I did have that one. Just be quiet.
Just let it happen.
I did have that random thought this morning. Yeah. Though. I was like, all right, what all do I got to do today to get ready for tomorrow? I'm like, do I really have to get up earlier tomorrow? Like, what? I screwed up vacation.
Direct flight, yes.
Direct flight, yeah.
Nice. Why are you going to Nash, Vegas?
Just annual guys trip. We always just pick a party town that most of us haven't been to.
What a great town. Great
town.
All
I keep hearing.
You going to say hi to Dave Ross when you're there? Oh, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
I did text Dave a month ago that I was coming out there, and then I hadn't followed up at
all. Dave, I think he was going to snub you.
I don't like it. Dave, you're invited to anything. We're just going to be drinking the whole time and eating.
So Kelly's not going to be here. So I said to myself, I was like, self, how can we replace the great personality that is Kelly Bidlin? Well, tomorrow, not only Fezzik Fridays, but you know who is making his triumphant return to the VSiN airwaves and will be sitting next to me for at least three segments tomorrow?
Who you got?
My mishpucha, Chrissy Andrews.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Chrissy Andrews, who has a new book. Remember, he started with Then One Day, which is just, was basically like our story times on the Beating the Book podcast, put into print. He could flesh them out more. Just hilarious stories. The next book he had was called Then One Year, which was intended to be something else, but COVID hit. So it became this really interesting journal of every day from a bookmaker perspective during COVID. And if you read that book, you're like, oh my God, I forgot that happened. Oh my God, I can't believe that. Right. So there's that book. Then he did a novel, which was great. And then he's coming back with this book, which is called Then One Life. So he's gone from Then One Day to Then One Year, now to Then One Life. So Chrissy will be here to talk about it tomorrow in studio.
I got a signed copy in my bag right now.
Yeah, man.
He saw Chrissy a couple times over Bet Bash. It was great.
Yeah, he's a bench. He'll be here. There's a chapter of the book about VSiN. It's a whole thing. It's fantastic. So we look forward to that as well.
Yeah,
that'll
be great.
You think that? So Fezzik, Chris Andrews. I'm gonna have to separate those two, by the way. Something else on tomorrow's show.
I should have gone to South Point yesterday. You did, right?
Did
you?
To get a book.
There's another thing. I was driving home yesterday. No. Wasn't driving home. It was 2 hours later. You and I talked about this after the show yesterday. I was like, oh yeah, I got a book in my bag. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to drive down to South Point. I'm like, it's right across the street from my house. Why didn't I just give you my copy and then me go into the South Point? That would have made your life a whole lot easier yesterday. I got a copy of the book in my bag.
Oh,
I live right across the street from the South Point.
But you said he signed it for you.
He did.
So why would you give me your book?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think about that part at the time.
Probably a conversation we should have fleshed out off air.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, there's a big horse racing scandal that's also happened. I don't know if we're not really horse. Maybe this will come up with Crack next hour. There's this, because Crack and I were talking about this, and we're both not horse people. So
I don't even know where you're going, and I'm kind of just chuckling in my head right now.
Peter Fornatale.
You can say this every 4 months.
This one's pretty interesting. Peter Fornatale is going to join us, our old buddy, to talk about this. It's essentially this coordinated, allegedly coordinated attack where six horses trained by the same dude, and these horses hadn't run for a long time, ended up in a 90-minute span on multiple tracks, four of which won their races at long odds, whose odds crashed down, and most of the bets were made in Britain. It's a whole thing. And so red flags everywhere. These horses hadn't run in a long time. They're all trained by the same trainer. And these horses who are long shots,
all
four out of six of them
won. Before the races?
Well, yeah, and they're, they weren't supposed to be this good.
Right.
How are they this good? Right. We'll get into all that tomorrow.
So what's the big theory?
It's going to be the theory. I mean, the implication.
I mean, this sounds like quite a rigging. If you're going to do this,
correct. It sounds like a coordinated attack where one trainer that's controlling these horses that all magically did well and made a lot of money for a lot of people, conveniently not in this country, so it can't be like regulated by any of our state and that's all. Horse racing has so many regulating bodies here. But, you know, so it's, I don't know that they can do anything about it in the end.
Yeah, but like, I don't.
Those guys made their money. They're not taking that money back.
I mean, you're almost like it's like you're getting one by the odds makers a bit of like, you're like, oh, well, my horses aren't that great. Nothing to look at over here. And then they're all of a sudden like just the greatest.
Anyway, that's all tomorrow in a numbers game.
Wow.
When Kelly's
I'm
not here.
Out.
Yeah. And Fezzik. I don't punch him in the face off air. It's a whole other story.
I'm sure nothing exciting will happen there.
No Emu Doug, elderly gambler. Are we sure that JVT wasn't one of the Von Trapp children? You know what that reference is, Kelly?
I guess.
My God.
Sound of Music?
Yes!
Okay. I didn't want to guess the wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Von Trapp family.
Yeah.
They were fleeing the Nazis, so they didn't show up on stage. Las Vegas 514. Yo, it's hard to say goodbye to yesterday reference. Boys to Men. Magnus Farrell is fire. Who the hell is Slayer? LOL. Thank you, Las Vegas. Thank you for taking my side of things. And Buddhist Man, looking forward to episode 2 of Gil Alexander Finds Out, the Denis Shapovalov story. I don't even know what that means, but it's funny.
It was great. I enjoyed learning about Denis Shapovalov earlier.
You're born in Israel, man. Claim it.
Even more fascinating than I thought.
Justin D, I'd be careful, JVT. Steroid use may keep you out of the VSiN Hosts Hall of Fame. And then Mikey P, following up on the Dr. Bob Soda, he said, it was at Giant Supermarket. Oh, we had Giants in D.C., out here in Pennsylvania, pretty sure it's the store brand version of Dr. Pepper. They call the store brand version Dr. Bob.
I was going to say, it sure feels like some big box store generic brand there, but usually you recognize those.
Oh, and our buddy Zach Cohen, before we get to Are We Sure here, Zach Cohen, Zach and Crack, part of the half of the Zach and Crack comedy duo, Zach Cohen about taking his infant, his one-year-old. Is a one-year-old an infant, technically? Taking his one-year-old on a transatlantic flight. He says, the flight scares the crap out of me. I can't lie. However, if we make it through that, I think it'll be an enjoyable experience. You'll make it. You'll make it, Zach. Safe travels, man.
Get on the plane already. Or show up for the show. You know, come on.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Are We Sure?
You think you know what's going on in the sports betting world?
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Gil and Kelly tackle the hard-hitting questions on another exciting edition of Are We Sure?
Estamos seguros? Upside down question mark?
See.
Fire away, sir.
All right. Are we sure? Shout out to the crew. We haven't run that in a while. I was wondering if it was going to be ready.
I think I was more prepared for it than they were.
They were pretty good. And the TVs. I noticed the TVs today.
What do you mean?
They're all perfectly. Well, As soon as I say that golf goes off, all the TVs were set up perfectly today. No kids playing baseball anywhere. Okay, Gil, are we sure? The Chicago Bears can have the highest scoring team of all time. Because head coach Ben Johnson says that's the goal.
Wow. Are we sure that they can? We're not 100% sure they can, but I understand the sentiment. But what Ben Johnson's not telling you in that calculus is the reason that they might be able to do that is because your defense might suck. And so your offense will be on the field hella long. And so, yeah, the chips are stacked in their favor. So he can kind of say that while not calling out his own defense.
Yeah, I'm very happy you included that because it has to. I think it has to be mentioned. If the Chicago Bears get there this year, and like I think crazier things have happened. Got to average over 37 points per game. It's the 2013 Denver Broncos. He knew the answers off the top of his head of what he needs, which was a little scary.
I think that's an interesting record too, because like the 1983 Skins had it, and then that lasted until the 1999 Vikings, I believe, or the 98 Vikings.
Right. One of those.
Did the Vikings one last to the Broncos in 20?
I think so.
Maybe, yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, you're right. That's lasted 13 years.
Those records take a long time to get toppled.
And you remember that as a high scoring team, but like I heard that soundbite. It was 37 points per game. Like, man, that's a lot. It's a lot. I get that. Are we sure? Comeback player of the year will go to a quarterback this year.
Are we sure that comeback player of the year will go to a quarterback?
Your short shots in the market, Patrick Mahomes, plus 185. Jaden Daniels, plus 450.
Aaron Donald exists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does Aaron Donald get a comeback player of the year from coming back from retirement?
He does. I love that. I know all the unwritten rules of this award at this point.
If you ever need, I'm talking to you, everyone. If you ever need a deep dive comeback player of the year analysis, this is your guy. He knows everything about it.
All I can tell you is I've asked Aaron Schatz this exact question, yep, and he said retirement, that counts.
So no, I'm not sure as a quarterback because Aaron Donald exists. And Aaron Donald is what? 9-1. He's the fourth shot. Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, Kyler Murray, shorter than Aaron Donald. And then, by the way, Malik Nabers.
Yes.
After that.
I was going to say, he's worth pointing out. His odds are getting shorter and shorter as he looks closer
and
closer.
Fred Warner, 25-1. Man, if he does anything, he's got to be considered too. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's a quarterback.
Interesting. I'm sure.
I mean, it's likely that it's a quarterback, but I'm not sure.
All right, shout out to Buddhist Man for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
It's the annual question. It has to be asked every year at this point, this market. Are we sure the NFC should be only a -115 favorite over the AFC in the Super Bowl?
Who was it that called this out soonest last year? Was it Will?
I think so.
Like week 12 or something. He's why is the NFC only? This is with the Seahawks and the Rams.
I think this was Will last year, yeah.
It's like, why is the NFC correctly only like a -110 or whatever they were at the time favorite?
The Packers are major short shots to win. The Rams, major short shots to win this whole thing.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that short.
Right?
It shouldn't be that short. Because it's Rams, and I keep saying this. I go, have we forgotten about the Seahawks? Like, is everybody just dismissing them as a one-year? I'm not. Yeah, and I think the Niners, if all went well, and by all went well, I mean they stop with the injuries already. Substation. I think they're potentially a contender also in a playoff situation at full strength. So, yeah, no, I think that should be higher. We'll do more Are We Sure on the other side?
Yeah, I got a few other good ones.
Let's do it. Are We Sure? And, boy, you really want you keep jamming this race to 40 home runs thing. This is getting tight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's getting tight in the American League, I'm noticing, too. Ooh. Maybe we'll talk about that. Coming back, Numbers Game, VSiN in the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You know, Kelly Bidley, most people think sports betting is about picking winners. Ungambled is built on a different idea. Matched betting and arbitrage is a tool that teaches you how to use sportsbook bonuses and promotional offers to capture value whether or not your side covers. And Ungambled backs it up. If you don't turn a profit on your bankroll in 8 weeks, they refund your membership. To learn more, start with the free guide at ungambled.com/vsin. That's ungambled.com/vsin and use promo code VSIN for 10% off. Bet sharp, look square. And how about this, Kelly?
Like,
I will have the gentleman behind Ungambled on the show on Monday.
Right.
How about that?
Looking forward to it.
Can't wait for that. All right. Win with math, not luck. This will be interesting.
Always like to hear about interesting new products in the betting world.
I'm always interested to hear. And on the surface, it's a great idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
How to use promotional offers to capture value. That's a beautiful thing.
I mean, how many times and for how many years has Steve Fezzik been screaming about that on this show?
Stevie, Bill Krakenberger, Everybody. Jason H11, are we sure that this is the year the Steelers will finally have a losing record?
I'm like pretty sure.
I think Mike Tomlin is secretly rooting for that.
Oh, yes.
He wouldn't admit it, but you think he's... Xavier 82, if you like JVT's play on Gunnar Stockton for the Heisman, shop around because I got him at Kalshi 23-1 a few weeks ago, and it's still near 22-1 as of 10 minutes ago. Always shop around, prediction markets included. Chris Heath, speaking of vacations with children, can we talk about... This is great. Speaking of vacations with children, can we talk about how Will Hill brought the whole family to Bet Bash? Yes.
I already have for like a lot of time, but I'm willing to spend extra time on it.
Will Hill, his lovely wife, who, by the way, must be a saint.
Seriously.
And his 75 children,
mm-hmm,
all packed into one room.
Somehow Charlie didn't get invited, though.
The dog did not make the trip. Dog went crazy when they returned, he said, as dogs do. Unconditional love.
I said we needed a studio dog. She just brought Charlie in.
Anyway, I marvel. The Hill family is an amazing family.
Well, and it was a vacation / work trip. / Bet Bash, right? Because it was the Bet Bash stuff. He was here in studio doing shows. It's not like Will wasn't working.
I have asked him to, have you guys gotten my adoption papers yet? I've asked them to adopt me many times, that family, because I'll tell you what will not happen in the Hill family. You will not go hungry. It's fantastic. That said, you know where I've eaten this week? This is a ridiculous week.
We're at?
Monday, Carbone. Tuesday, Carbone Riviera.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me this.
Last night, Carbone. Last two courtesy of the crack, man. What am I doing?
If you had to guess.
How many times I've gone to Carbone?
How many times do you think you've been to Carbone in your life?
Well, Carbone Riviera, I can tell you two times.
Okay.
Carbone?
I'm coming next time.
Hundreds upon hundreds. I don't know that I've gotten to 1,000 yet, but it's up there.
Yeah. Have you tasted the whole menu at this point?
No, I'm sure there's something on there I haven't gotten at some point, but I've gotten most of it.
Have you tasted everything on the menu you would like to?
Yes. Okay. And I also know about secret menu stuff.
That's right, you do. Yeah. You ever do that with a place, though, that's so good where, like, you keep circling back to the same dishes and you're like, man, like, so at some point you think I've been here so many times I haven't even looked at this other stuff?
I don't know how interested people are in this, but I'll tell you this. I've eaten there so many times that there's nuanced changes that they make to the same dishes that I literally, I'm like,
that you notice.
Why do you guys, yeah. Why are we not, instead of scooping the melon now for the prosciutto, why are we doing it cut normal style? Because then you get the harder part of the melon. This is not as pleasing to the palate. Why are you guys doing this? Also, so there's a bunch of those kinds of things.
Right, yeah.
And I'm sure they're thrilled to hear
what
I have
to say. What a great example, because it actually made a lot of sense.
Yeah. And the Auburnist. I never do this, but I yelled, what? When you said Chris will be on the show tomorrow, really looking forward to it. Yeah, I can't wait, man.
I was just going to say, it feels like a minute since we've heard from the Auburnist.
Hey, Joseph. By the way, listener Lance, if you remember that 2013 Broncos team, the one that was the highest scoring of all time, or currently is, they scored so quickly, their defense gave up a lot of points because they're on the field so much. A year, or maybe it was 2 years later, the defense led them to a Super Bowl. Manning was so good, he always hurt his D. It's the reason he doesn't have more rings. JD in Florida, what's the over-under on how many times Kelly finds the love of his life in Nashville this weekend? LOL, enjoy. Nashville's a great city. Let me repeat that. What's the over-under on how many times?
Will you find
the love of your life?
Yeah, I think it probably set it like over-under 1.5.
Kelly's going to fall in love multiple times.
Yo, I'm one of those people who falls in love real quick, falls out of love real quick, okay? So it could happen. It could definitely happen.
So you're a dude is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm a dude, exactly.
Are we sure? More are we sure?
Are we sure, Gil Alexander? I really want to talk about the NFC one again. Tua will get the nod to start week one. He's going to start the first preseason game for the Falcons.
Yes, he'll get the nod week one. Is there any doubt about this?
I don't think so.
No, I'm sure about that.
I don't
think so.
In fact, yeah. When I went to go look for week one starter odds, I saw that the Falcons had been removed.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
That's my first 100%er here on this.
All right. Are we sure Jordan will win MVP if he does not win the Triple Crown?
Yes, because he's leading in everything, right? So currently has leader, co-lead in home runs, RBI, average, on base, slugging, hits, runs. I mean, come on, what else do you need? But what you're referring to is that Junior Caminero has now tied him at 35 ding-dongs.
Yes.
So the Triple Crown lays in the balance right now with that.
Yeah, it's still up in the air, right?
Yeah,
like that part's up in the air.
The question was, are we sure that is he winning MVP if he doesn't?
Correct.
I still am sure. Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, I like it. All right, my favorite question of the day.
But that puts it over the top.
Are we sure Paul Skeens is still a good pitcher?
Yes, we are. Although Curt Schilling has chimed in on this.
Are we sure people are talking about this enough? Because I don't really feel
Maybe not.
Okay, yeah. These numbers are bad.
Curt Schilling is saying it's all in the mechanics. Like, his mechanics are fakakta. He didn't use that word. I'm using that as a paraphrase. But he said something's going on with his mechanics. Curt Schilling got into it exactly.
That he thinks can be fixed?
I didn't read any quote that says he thinks it can be fixed or not fixed. I assume he thinks it can be fixed. He just has to make that adjustment back to what he was. But he said it had to do with, like, weight distribution and his follow-through and all that kind of stuff. But Schilling says I can pinpoint the reason why this is happening.
Okay. I don't know about you, man, but it just whenever any of these younger pitchers, like this day and age, right, I just always think back to the what were they doing at 13, throwing as hard as they were, throwing, you know, however many curveballs, right, all that type of stuff. You get scared because it has not been a good season for him. Okay, are we sure Asia Wilson will beat out Olivia Miles for MVP? Bringing back the WNBA to ANG for a second day in a row.
Yeah, I brought this up yesterday because I asked Todd, do you think Olivia Miles can win MVP in the WNBA? She's about, yesterday when I did it, she was plus 550. Mm-hmm. Asia Wilson remains minus 550. I am sure that Asia Wilson is going to win it. I don't think they're going to give Olivia Miles MVP. They'll just give her a Rookie of the Year, right?
Isn't it? I wanted to bring this up because we were talking about a bit yesterday. Yeah. Like, we have this conversation all the time in other sports with different crossover awards.
They're not going to take it away from Asia.
I think, yeah. Like, yeah. I almost think there's probably
but next year
inherently just some value on that minus 600 still.
Next year, different story.
Totally. Yep. I just think it's going to be too easy. Rookie of the Year, MVP, here you go. Let's move on with our days. All right, are we sure Yannick Sinner or Carlos Alcaraz will win the U.S. Open?
Yes, because I think Sinner's going to play. So I would have to say yes.
I like when you take a stand on these ones. Yep. Are we sure Scottie Scheffler will pick up a second win before the season ends?
Nope.
Or the world win first?
Nope. Or the what? Or the world win first? Oh, wait.
Everybody's freaking out.
I was probably the first person who started making this a thing, right? Like, at the 4 or 5 month mark, I was like, this is getting to be a thing, right? And now we are, again, the last tournament he won. He's gotten the playoffs. But the last tournament he won was the American Express in January.
Yep.
So, pretty soon we're going to be flirting with a year. So, no, I'm not sure he's going to win another one.
I forget what the total tally is for second place finishes now for him this year. It is incredible.
Anything else for Are We Sure?
No, that's it.
That's it? Do you see this Jaden Daniels
we're
thing,
done.
By the way?
Oh, I did.
I woke up this morning to a text in the group chat from Felica.
I don't really know that I understand it, but I saw it.
Well, so there's been 3 Heisman Trophy winners in the history of LSU.
Okay.
Some guy in the 50s. I shouldn't say this because guys who are older than me are like, some guy in the 50s. I shouldn't say anything like that. Billy Cannon won the Heisman Trophy in 1959.
Who also, I believe that is the only officially retired jersey.
That is
right?
correct. So number 20 will never be worn by another LSU football player ever again. Officially retired and withheld from any current LSU player. Joe Burrow was number 2, 2019. I think we're familiar with Joe Burrow. His number 9 jersey has not been officially issued to another player since he left, though he has not gone through a formal number retirement ceremony. So, like the Skins used to do, they got a bunch of numbers that are not in circulation, but they weren't officially retired until, you know, Daniel Snyder finally got the hell out of there. And then now we're retiring. Retiring jerseys now. So LSU, no one's worn number 9, but not officially retired. I'm sure it will be eventually officially retired. Joe Burrow's jersey. And then there's Jaden Daniels, who was number 3, his number 5 jersey. Well, guess what? They issued the number 5 jersey to a current player, which Jaden Daniels is like, he got so, I don't know if it was Jaden, I don't know if it was Jaden and his mom, I don't know if it was his mom alone, a combination, whatever. He's like, yeah, don't use my image and likeness ever again.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I guess that where I was first confused with this at, it's with all these NIL deals, I would kind of think some of this stuff's in writing.
Yeah. His mom's bothering me. Jeff Erickson next on The Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football season almost here. Sharp money already moving. Here's how the Sharp plays. Sees it first. Exclusive data feeds from 4 major sports books. Thousands of Sharp bettors and professional syndicates tracked in real time before the market moves. All of it filtered and sorted by version 6.0 of their AI model. That's the machine. Now the receipts. Every play logged, every result public. Records back to 2011. Live logs since 2021. It all feeds a live performance terminal. Check it out anytime. No login, no paywall. Nobody else in the industry runs one. The Sharp plays record gets audited daily by their own haters, they say. No steam chasing, no stale trends, no recycled plays. Check it out, sharpplays.com. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin here as well. Jeff Erickson about to join us. We were having this great conversation off air. It's one that comes up, I don't know, once every year, once every 2 years.
I love it.
How many of the 50 United States have you ever set foot in?
I'm going to have to count for myself while you and Jeff are talking, because, man, did you, both of you have impressively high numbers.
Well, I thought I was high. First of all, if you grew up or you live in the eastern.
That's the cheat code.
Yeah. There's so many small states in the northeast and the eastern.
I've never
above the mid-Atlantic.
Never lived any significant portion of my life in the northeast.
That's
so
the cheat code.
Yeah.
Jeff Erickson joins us now. Jeff Erickson making the outlandish claim that his father invented the question mark. No, that he has now set foot after his last vacation in 48 of the 50 states. Wow.
Yeah, four of them in the Northeast on this latest trip. You know, you talked about it. You know, you can bang out four of them in a day there. You know, I first of all, there are ground rules. No airport, you know, airports don't count. You actually have to step foot in your state of place there. Honestly, there's a couple that, you know, I think drive-throughs, you even need to stop in the state. You can't just drive through it either. And, you know, you are seeing the state when you drive through it, but you got to get out of the car at least once and all that there. And I have a couple that are a little janky, like New Hampshire, we barely spent any time on in this trip. I'm counting it because we got out of the car and, you know, did step foot there. But you usually should do something in each state there. Have something to remember it by. You know, it's really truly what it is there. My defense, it was a pouring rainstorm when we went through New Hampshire this trip. So we didn't get to see a whole lot of that. But it's a great thing. My parents were a road trip family growing up. So I grew up in the Midwest. So we just, it intersects with a lot too. I grew up in Indianapolis, lived in Kansas. Lived in Chicago. You know, it helps to have lived in multiple places too.
Only two states you have not been to are
Delaware. So I guess I need to start a bank or incorporate. You know, I'll just go to Philly or DC and do a day trip.
That's right.
And then Alaska, which everyone says do a cruise. I've never done a cruise in my life. I probably will at some point though.
My dad never went on a cruise for most of his life. He always like, I'm not interested. And then like when he was in his 70s, my parents went on a cruise to Alaska, and my dad would like gleefully call me and be like, do you know how much a bald eagle weighs?
Once I turn like 65, that's all I'm doing for the rest of my life. Chris Felica on an Alaska cruise right now, right?
I didn't know it was Alaska. Yeah, I believe he's going to ask it.
Alaskan cruise, I believe. I need one rule clarification from Jeff. If I was driving and moving, right, and I'm going through a state, but your car breaks down in a state and you had to stay there for a day, does that count?
Oh, easily. Okay. Yeah, right. Easily.
But I didn't plan.
You spent money in that state. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Cool. Yeah.
Cool. You don't have to plan it. It's got to happen.
What if I got multiple speeding tickets in a state?
Oh, extra points.
Yeah. Hey, you stop, you spend money in the state. Yeah, absolutely. No. I mean, if you like drove through a corner of it and didn't stop, that wouldn't count in my mind. But anything else, I think is fair game. You put that foot on the ground. It's good.
All right, Jeff, baseball today. It's Thursday, so it's not a complete slate, but we do have a Field of Dreams game in Iowa, Dyersville, Iowa, between the Phillies and the Twins. And you were saying off air, I mean, you got to have a bet in this game, right?
Yeah, of course, especially on a light slate. You got to get in the spirit of things here. Aaron Nola is on the mound against a Minnesota Twins team that has a lot of left-handed power on the team. Nola's allowed 29 homers this season, 18 against left-handers. Dyersville, it's slightly a pitcher's park, so it's a little chancy here. Nola's got pretty bad home road splits. He's worse at home than on the road, so we're removing Citizens Bank from the equation, unfortunately. And still, it's Aaron Nola day. We got to have some action here. I'm going Trevor Larnach, plus 600 at FanDuel as my Dinger Thursday bet here. It's a fun little play. I think you could probably find some better, return on investment plays, but I want to have a little skin in the game here on this one here. So let's have some fun with Trevor Larnach.
Talking to Jeff Erickson, of course, co-host of Prop Points, which follows us here on air at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. He does it, of course, with Nick Whalen. Okay, Trevor Larnach, home run in the game tonight in Iowa, plus 600. Let's talk some National Football League season longs. We haven't had a chance to catch up. I'm looking for your favorite season win totals. Let's do an over. Let's do an under. Let's do overs first. What do you like as your favorite over?
I think the Denver Broncos are mispriced at 9.5 wins. Not priced, but miscast at 9.5 wins. It's clearly a belief that the division is tough, that you've got the Chiefs, you got the Chargers, and the Raiders will be slightly better. But, I mean, this is a Bo Nix injury away from being a Super Bowl team last year, and they're being treated more like a 500 team. Did they have some incredible luck in some end games? Absolutely. Yeah, that Giants game in particular was insane. But I like what they did in adding Jaylen Waddle. I don't think they lost a whole lot defensively. I think that this is a team that is just they are just rebuilding, not rebuilding, but just rebounding for another good season. I think this is just a quality good team. You got the Sean Payton factor is a plus factor. It's a tougher schedule. It's a first place schedule. You start the year on the road at the Chiefs there. But if you're going to have to play the Chiefs on the road at some point in time, wouldn't you rather play them in week one when we don't know what we're getting out of Mahomes? I think this is a plus to play them this early here.
And then you have an underplay here that I'm very interested in. You are under on the Falcons.
Yeah, it's already been the training camp from hell for the Falcons here. And I don't, you know, it's dangerous to kind of overreact to things that have happened here. But factor in, you're not going to have a pass rush this year. You know, you got Jalen Walker out for the season already. Devastating injury. Remember, they moved mountains to get him and James Pierce. Pierce is probably facing a suspension. You know, we're talking probably 8+ games. That's what Josh Kendall of The Athletic was saying the other day there, evaluating the situation. He's been mostly practicing with the threes because they know they're probably not going to be without him for a good chunk of the season. They didn't add much this offseason either. This is a team that mostly consolidated, and I don't think they were good enough to mostly consolidate. You look at their right tackle situation, they have two ex-Chiefs that they don't want to play. Might be Michael Jarrell that's starting at right tackle. Right tackle is super important for this team. Both their quarterbacks are left-handed. And let's talk about those quarterbacks. It's Tua. It's Michael Penix, both coming off of injuries. Tua's practicing more than Penix is right now, but neither of them really inspire a whole lot of confidence. I understand. It's scary to fade a team that has Bijan, Drake London, and Kyle Pitts. But just I think the bones on this team are a little rotten. And, I get that they play in an awful division. Every team could win 7 games very easily. I could see that. I understand that. I think this is just a disaster team. And I think they didn't have a first-round pick this year. They didn't add a whole lot of talent on this team. Some of the talent they added, their earliest pick, their second-round pick, might not even start. It was a fun little story, Avion Terrell, but because of the family history on the team, I don't know if that's what they needed at the time there. I think this is a team that's set up for a lot of failure.
That's why we like your perspective. Always an interesting read on things and a different opinion than we've heard on the Falcons anecdotally thus far on this show this offseason. Jeff, we have a few minutes or a couple minutes remaining. I want to seize the opportunity because you're a big fantasy guy, co-founder of RotoWire, obviously, but you're in multiple leagues and multiple sports. For those who are playing fantasy this year, heading into their drafts here in the coming weeks, can you give us a 2026, like, couple, notes that you think are unique to this season that people should think about heading into their drafts?
So every year we say wait on the quarterbacks. You don't even have to wait on the quarterbacks this year. I mean, the fact is, it's still always a great strategy, but the cost of the premium quarterbacks is lower than it's ever been either. The whole fantasy world has gotten onto the story that you don't need to draft a premium quarterback in the first 3 or 4 rounds. Josh Allen usually goes in the 3rd or 4th round as the first quarterback. The next quarterback usually doesn't go until the 5th or 6th round. Gone are the days where you got the dumb guy in your league that spends a first round pick on a quarterback. It just doesn't happen that much anymore in single quarterback leagues. And keep in mind, the way fantasy is played, we devalue the position. There are 12 teams in your league more often than not. We only start one of them. So whoever the 20th best quarterback is in the league is super important in the NFL, but it's not that important in fantasy.
So even if a run happens, as runs do on positions in one's fantasy draft, resist the urge is what you're saying. If it happens too soon, if a run on quarterbacks happens in the 3rd round, don't bite on that.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, you can get Dak Prescott in the 9th or 10th round. You can get Brock Purdy in the 10th round in most drafts there. Fine quarterbacks, excellent choices. They don't run much, so that's why they get discounted a little bit, but that's fine. There is a premium on running quarterbacks, maybe. But if you want a running quarterback, get Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has already been named the starter. We know that's one thing he can do. He's going to do that still, and he's like QB 15 right now.
If it's Gibbs and Bijan 1-2 in whatever order, who's your favorite wideout? If you're sitting on 3 and those two guys are gone, do you go wideout at 3? And if so, who is it?
It's Ja'Marr Chase. And you can make the argument in some leagues that he could be a legitimate 1.1 choice. Just year after year, you know what you're getting out of him. Explosive play. The vibes on the Bengals are as good as ever. They're chirping a lot in training camp right now. You like to see that sometimes. Maybe it's hubris, but at the same time, they're confident that offensive line is playing as well as it's ever been. We'll see you tonight. They're playing the starters tonight against the Lions, so we'll see.
Jeff, let's have you on before the season. We'll get you more fantasy questions. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Jeff Erickson, co-host of Prop Points. Always a pleasure to have on the show. We're coming back on A Numbers Game. Crack, top of the hour.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
back on A Numbers Game, Patrick Kelly on Twitter. I got 46 states, he says. Maine, Vermont, North Dakota, and Hawaii remaining. You counted yours? What you got?
I got 15 that I haven't been to. I did it the other way. I just started counting which ones haven't I been to.
Yeah, that's how you
They're a little scattered all over the place.
For me, it is, I have not been to Alaska, Oregon. Can you believe that? Never been to Oregon.
Yeah, that's a little interesting.
Just Alaska, Oregon, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin. I don't think I've ever been to. Set foot in. I've been in the airport, but not set foot in. So it doesn't count there. And I think that is it. Those six. So 44.
Yeah, I'm not counting. Like some of these have like a bunch of these I've driven through. Like
driven through counts, I think. No, he says you have to set foot.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Jeff. I didn't even count. Like, New Mexico's where my car broke down, and I had to stay there for a night. I'm not even counting that.
No, that totally counts.
Like, I stayed in some crappy, like, Radisson or something like that for one night. I didn't see anything of New Mexico. I have nothing to brag about with New Mexico.
You've been in New Mexico. We get tweets beating the book beyond that one. Brosec, 1870. Listen to the whole Pablo, talking about Pablo Torre, substation episode. FTN and Aaron Schatz are cited. It starts slow but drops a bunch of knowledge and fact checks all the OG reporting. So wait, does Pablo think this is a thing or not?
I'm only like halfway through it. Okay. That's what I told you. Yeah, it's halfway through it, but I agree. It started slow. I didn't really think it had hooked me in early.
John Balducci, sounds crazy because it's damn hotel food, but the Nashville hot chicken wings at the JW Marriott in Nash Vegas are banging, he says, for you on your trip. And Jason H.
You know what? I'm going to note that one because you know what I got to do tomorrow once I arrive there? It's like wait like 3 hours for the rest of the crew to come and then get to the Airbnb. So I'm like, what am I doing in the afternoon?
You're eating.
Might be doing that.
Jason H. 11, are we sure that Gilly is not going to put on 15 pounds eating at Carbone every day? We are not sure.
Yeah.
Tennis today. Nothing in the finals in Montreal or Toronto. Nothing on the Ben Shelton, Brandon Nakashima All-American final. Ben Shelton appropriately priced as a big favorite, not a big favorite, but like a little less than a $2 favorite. And then Iga, I think appropriately priced, is about a -135 favorite. I have her a few cents more than that, but it's not enough to make a bet on it. Iga looking for her eighth different 1,000 title out of 10. That might be even more impressive than 3 out of 4 slams.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We'll see. She's got to get by Elena Rybakina, who we hit with the short dog price versus Coco yesterday. I have 4 bets going in tennis today, but these are in Cincinnati. This is the tennis tour is, it's all fucked right now because of the rain in Montreal and Toronto. This tournament has bled, that 1,000 has bled into the Cincinnati tournament, which has begun today. I have 4 plays going today, 2 of which have already started. Taylor Townsend at -145. That one not off to a good start. She's down a break in the first set, but our boy Martin Landaluce, +230. He is up a break in the first set versus Jack Draper. I told you, I told you to play the dogs, Kelly.
I also didn't realize we were starting this early.
Yes, we were starting this early. Manorino and Paris. Adrian Manorino +152 versus Denis Shapovalov a little later. Dion Paris versus Carolyn Dolahide a little later. Tomorrow, because I thought this was scheduled for today, but turns out they're pushing this one to tomorrow. Talon Griekspoor -101 versus Botik van de Zandschulp.
Well done. That is still, that's maybe the best tennis match we've ever discussed as far as names.
In terms
go.
Of names?
Yeah.
And the Tigers, most wins in August, 60-1. This Tigers game starts this morning. It's the first game to, they have first pitch this morning. Tigers Guardians, the rubber match of a very important AL Central and wild card implication Tigers series. I have most wins in August, 60-1. If they win, it's another series win. They'll be undefeated in series here in August. That will get them to 8-3, 2 wins behind the leader Rays in the month, and will be huge for their playoff push. If they lose, not so much. And then 1 10-point teaser in preseason football. None of these games are today, though. I have the Dolphins Commanders over 25.5, Buccaneers Jets over 26, Rams Chiefs over 26.5, and a 10-point 3-leg teaser.
Do we have more? Is it more than half the games are today? No, there's 6 more today. Spread out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, full weekend of preseason football. How much preseason football do you think you will actually watch?
A good amount.
Now ask me.
How much are you going to watch?
I don't think much. I'll be so locked into tennis.
I mean, like, I don't know, a good amount, but you know how it goes. It's in and out,
in
right?
And
like,
out. Totally
and then it's,
in and out.
Okay, and then, these starters or this guy backup that I'm locked in on leaves the game, like, see you
I'll
later.
I'll peek into the Fernando Mendoza experience.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
I'll peek into that.
Actually, I'll probably watch a fair amount of that game tonight. Tonight I have a feeling I'll watch a good amount.
3 p.m., Iga versus Rybakina. So I'll be watching. You, sir.
Like all these have moved, basically. Packers plus one. Colts and Chargers 6-point teaser up to 7.5. Titans catching 2.5. And Chiefs money line. That one's barely moved, and I still think it's my favorite. So that's how bad I am.
Okay. Kelly all over the place. Mm-hmm. JBT was on earlier. He's on the Lions plus the 7 against the Bengals today. I liked his reasoning. Raiders minus a half a point in the first half versus the Cardinals here at Allegiant Stadium tonight. JBT also all in on college football through the VSiN betting guide. He shared with us his win totals on Auburn out of the SEC, over 6.5 wins. He also tackled the Mountain West. He's got North Dakota State under wins. How many? What was North Dakota State lined at for their win total? I can't. 8.5, under 8.5 wins, plus 140. Air Force over 7.5 wins at plus 120. And Hawaii to win the Mountain West, the official college football team of the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
That's right.
Hawaii with Timmy Chang at the helm. How many times back in the day did you have a bet on Timmy Chang quarterbacking Hawaii at 12 midnight Eastern?
Get even or get even deeper.
9 p.m. Pacific back in the day. They're 6-1, by the way. And he also has Gunnar Stockton to win the Heisman Trophy. Gunnar Stockton from Georgia at 19-1. Jeff Erickson, best bet, was just on with us. Falcons under 6.5 wins, plus 120. Oh, boy. Broncos over 9.5 wins. You know, now that we're talking off air, we're like, did Jeff come on the show and do the Broncos one before? And I was like, I don't think so. You were like, I don't think so. And then as soon as he started talking, I'm like, I think so.
Yeah, I kind of had the same thought, too.
And then Trevor Larnach tonight, Trevor Larnach of the Twinkies, to hit a home run against the Phillies at 6-1 tonight in Dyersville, Iowa, Field of Dreams game. Love that baseball does that.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's very cool. So we have all that. By the way, Martin Landaluce, for those who played, up a set now as a greater than $2 dog in his match against Jack Draper. Taylor Townsend as a minus 145 favorite, down a set to Camila Osorio. I teased this earlier. This is the race. Oh, no. This is just who's going to end up with the most home runs at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And right now we have a dogfight, man. This is a whatever cliche you want to use, a log jam, whatever it is. We got 35 home runs from Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber, the Phillies, has 35.
Okay.
This is Major League Baseball.
Plus 190, your favorite.
Yes. Junior Caminero of the Rays, 35.
Plus 200.
Yordan Alvarez of the Astros at 35.
Plus 290.
Then Hunter Goodman of the Rockies at 34.
Plus 550.
Oh, I skipped Matt Olson of the Braves. He's got 35, too.
6-1.
Ben Rice of the Yankees has 32. James Wood of the Nats has 30. And then Shohei's got 27. Shohei's like, don't forget about me.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the first question. James Wood and Shohei, are they completely out of this race? Still a fair amount of baseball to play, right?
And they got to get hot. They got a good.
I mean,
they're
both lined at 90-1.
They got to have one of those streaks of like 7 or 8 games where they hit like 6 or 7 homers.
You know what it is too? It's not. It's one of those. It's not that they're so far back. It's that there's what 5 guys in between them and the top.
Yeah, we have 6.5 weeks of baseball left. Six weeks and a weekend series.
All
basically.
Right. Maybe not as much as I was kind of thinking. You're right.
We are at the quarter pole. By the way, Mark Borchardt on the show. So next week when Kelly is out, Matt Brown is going to sit in for a couple days.
That's right.
And then in between his days, Mark Borchardt is going to be on. We're going to do the Q3 derivatives, baseball betting stuff for baseball hardos in between on Tuesday.
Are you surprised? I'm not surprised at all Schwarber's the favorite. You surprised there's as big of a gap between Schwarber and Alvarez? Like plus 190 to 290 and Caminero comes in at 2-1? That surprise you at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't really... I mean, I get it. Schwarber, I don't have any problem with Schwarber being the short shot because he's Schwarber.
I guess I'm surprised Caminero's that close to him and Alvarez isn't.
Markets don't like race to Alvarez.
They don't. Right.
We saw this with MVP too, yep. Right? It like took a while for it to soar. I don't know why. And then Matt Olson, like as quiet as could be. But by the way, when we did the race to 40, Matt Olson wasn't even listed.
No, he was not.
He was part of the field.
Yeah, he was
at
part of
9-1. He gets no respect.
Is there anything to the Rockies season is lost? Hunter Goodman, whatever. I mean, I just swing for the fences every time up.
You got it. God, can you imagine being on one of those teams where you know by the All-Star break you got no chance at anything?
Nothing.
The dog days of summer. By the way, golf update before we go to crack here? Anything?
We've got Harris English and Tommy Fleetwood tied for your lead at 4 under par. Jordan Spieth, Gary Woodland, Victor Hovland at 3 under. Hideki Matsuyama, Tom Kim, 2 over. So not good starts for me.
He says with a solemn voice at the end.
Yeah, that's right.
Bill Krakenberger. We got a lot to talk about. Unscripted with the Crackman next on A Numbers Game at Visa and the Sports Betting Network.